Hey, this is Dr. Priyanka Venugopal, and you're listening to a mini-sode all around pregnancy, weight loss, and the Unstoppable Group. If you're watching me on video, you can see I have this huge puffy jacket on with this crazy fuzz around my head, simply to escape my kids. My kids are at home, and they were just driving me nuts, and sometimes I just need to step outside or hide in the bathroom. We do one of those things. I got a really lovely question saying that I just found out I was pregnant. I'm so excited about it, and also, I am above normal BMI. I am, you know, in the overweight category. Should I wait to join the Unstoppable Group, or is it something that I should do now? So I want to share with you what I was sharing with her, because I think that this is a really common question that somebody can have. In a nutshell, the science-backed strategies that you learn around how to lose weight and then most importantly create a lifestyle that will last a lifetime is a science-backed strategy that is safe in pregnancy. It is safe with any medical condition. And I think that that's really an important thing to know and what sets Unstoppable apart. As an OBGYN, I have really thought about this long and hard around how I would, if I was still in practice, how I would best support my patients in their weight loss journey. I was the worst patient as a doctor, the worst patient ever. Especially when I was pregnant with my son, I was in residency. I hid from the scale because I didn't want to know. When I think about this now, it's fairly terrible. I do not recommend this. I recommend being weighed regularly so you can track the data, but my relationship with the scale and my body and gaining weight even during pregnancy was really fraught with a lot of feelings, and I hit a lot, which led me to gain a lot of weight that ultimately I ended up having to undo. It made weight loss so much harder after the fact. I describe the phases of weight gain, weight loss, as it pertains to pregnancy in four phases. So phase one is the pre-pregnancy phase. This is maybe when you're considering getting pregnant, you're thinking about pregnancy, but you are not pregnant yet. Phase two is you are pregnant. Phase three is the immediate postpartum period, and then phase four is after the immediate postpartum period. So I want to talk through each of the phases and what I think, both as an OBGYN and as a weight loss coach. Phase one, this is a phase where you are not yet pregnant, you're considering pregnancy, you've been planning it, you've been thinking about it, and you are not yet at your ideal weight. And by ideal weight, we're just going to, for the purposes of this minisode, get into how we define what is a normal BMI. If you hear some pitter patters, it's because I'm outside and it's drizzling and I have an umbrella. Okay, so normal BMI is defined as a BMI, body mass index, which is a calculation you do with your height and your weight that is anywhere from 18.5 to 24.9. Now, BMI is not a perfect metric or measurement to define what is a quote-unquote good or a quote-unquote bad weight to be at. I say this with a lot of caveat because I think BMI is an imperfect measure, but it's also one way that we can measure and kind of track where your body is at. And there's a lot of research that does use BMI as its main criteria to define whether you are at risk for complication in pregnancy, whether you have any risk for possible adverse outcomes. So having a BMI in the normal range is of course optimal for pregnancy, but it makes a lot of sense to want to optimize your weight before you get pregnant. So is the Unstoppable Group for you if you are planning on getting pregnant in the future? Maybe you're thinking about getting pregnant 3 months from now or 6 months from now or next year. My answer is hell yes. Optimizing your weight, getting into a normal BMI range, losing weight prior to pregnancy is going to set you up for so much success, not just because of your physical health and physically feeling better in your body and optimizing your pregnancy, but changing your relationship with food in advance of getting pregnant is going to help you during pregnancy. One of the lessons that I learned, and this was just a lesson that I had to learn it the hard way, and I'm here to help other women learn from my mistakes, is if I had changed my relationship with food, if I had learned how to eat in a nourishing way that truly felt so good for my body and my taste buds, feeling taken care of during pregnancy, I wouldn't have to undo the amount of weight that I gained. I gained so much more weight than was recommended, than was, you know, considered really healthy, because number one, I avoided the scale. I did not love my relationship with my body, even though I was pregnant. I just didn't feel so great. And so I do think that phase one, before you're pregnant, if that's you considering getting pregnant in the future, absolutely the Unstoppable Group is for you, because changing your relationship with food now, learning these skills now, is going to last a lifetime, and that includes during your pregnancy. The next phase is phase three. You're in the immediate postpartum period, which means you've just had a baby. I do not recommend the Unstoppable Group for you if you're in this phase. Now, this is a phase, we can define it medically. What is the immediate postpartum period considered? It's just a few weeks. But I, in my experience as a practicing physician, I think that this is very variable to you. You will know when you feel ready to prioritize your body and your weight loss goals after having a baby. I think it is incredibly important, and I encourage you, if you are in the postpartum period, in the newly postpartum period, you get the support of your physician and your family and your community to support you, because there is a lot going on in the newly postpartum mom's life. And I don't think that you losing weight at this time should be a top priority. I really think that your top priority should be sleep and more sleep, and honestly, really caring for yourself as you transition into being a mom or having this new addition in your life. The best thing though is if you have done this work in phase one or phase two, you will be so much more supported during the immediate postpartum period. If you feel like your relationship with food feels so clean, the way that you're eating feels like solid fuel for your body that also honors your taste buds, you understand how to handle emotions which are really at a high in the postpartum period, then you're going to be so much better supported just because you've done the work in phase one and phase two. Lastly is phase four. So this is a personal decision. You get to decide when it feels like you are not in that quote unquote immediate postpartum period, where maybe you have a young baby. I know that one of my clients, she joined the Unstoppable group and her baby was 8 weeks old. She just felt this readiness to get to her body and prioritize her body goal as first and foremost, because she felt like it would also help her be the mom she wanted to be and be present with her child. So you will know when that's you. You will feel an intuitive hit when you feel like you're out of that initial immediate postpartum period and you are ready to prioritize your body goal, and you've entered into what I like to call phase four, where you might have a young child, but you also feel a readiness to really lose the weight and do it in a way that's going to create a lifetime of skills and lifestyle that you can really maintain and model to the next generation in a way that really feels amazing. So I hope today's minisode addresses the question and answers your thoughts and questions around pregnancy and weight loss, pregnancy and weight maintenance as it applies to the Unstoppable group. You will hear me say time and time again that generally speaking, unless you're in phase three, I never think that waiting on your body goal or your weight loss goal is ever the right answer for most people. And I say this because I did that. I did that for so many years in pregnancy. I did this when life quote unquote felt hard, and I just, because I didn't learn these skills, I added more to the weight. I gained a lot more weight. And then when I finally was ready, I had a lot more to lose. So what I know is that the earlier that you start taking action, being decisive in this decision, the earlier you start to solve this problem, which is going to feel like such welcome relief. Everything that you learn in the Unstoppable group is based around mindfulness. Mindfulness practices with science-led strategies that are eating in a way that's very nutritious for you, which is amazing for not just pregnancy, but any chronic condition that you have. If you have a chronic condition or high blood pressure or diabetes, or maybe you have an autoimmune disease, losing weight and healing your relationship with food, eating foods that are truly good for your whole body, including your taste buds, is going to have a lifetime impact, and it's going to feel good for your whole system. I'm so glad that I got this question. I don't think I had ever realized that I've not recorded a podcast on pregnancy and weight loss and weight gain and weight maintenance. And there absolutely is a science to that strategy. And I think having a coach in your corner to support you on the journey is just so lovely. So I want that for you. If that is the phase you're in, phase one, two, or four, then I want to encourage you to join the Unstoppable group as enrollment is opening. You can get all the details over at theunstoppablemombrain.com/group. And if you're not sure if you're in phase three, or you're not sure if you're in phase three, or maybe this is before pregnancy or during pregnancy and you're not sure exactly whether this applies to your unique circumstances, your unique life, then let's talk. You can send me an email over at info@theunstoppablemombrain.com, or you can book a consult call with me where we will talk through your unique experience as doors open. I'm going to get back inside where it's dry and get out of the rain, and I hope you all have an amazing day. I hope you enjoyed this minisode, and if you have any questions, then reach out so that I can answer them. Have an amazing day, guys. Bye.